This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. So the Super Bowl's over, but Dallas hosted another kind of contest this weekend with international implications and a slightly smaller audience. The third annual Old Parkland Debate Tournament featured high school and college debaters from across the U.S. and teams from several countries. We caught up with some of the international contestants. Members of the Cambridge University debate team from England say they debate for different reasons. Some are interested in law and politics, and debate is great training for thinking and arguing on your feet. But that wasn't George Clay's reason.
I got into it because I loved acting at my primary school, discovered I was not particularly talented at that when I got to secondary school, and debate seemed like a good substitute.
Debate's not theater, but Clay says the two have a lot in common.
Intense degrees of emotional manipulation, being profoundly disingenuous all the time, and doing it all in front of audiences who think you're cleverer than you are. It's an excellent hobby.
Mohammed Asadullah Khan, who goes by Asad, fell in love with the tough topics and intellectual rigor debate requires. Plus, he could explore topics not easy to pursue in his native Pakistan.
Debating forced me to think a lot about some of the things that my society teaches you in a very dogmatic fashion, things such as religion, politics, things ranging from abortion to gay marriage, something that was never really debated in society. But when you enter into debating, it forces you to think about a lot of things that otherwise you don't get an opportunity to do so.
These debaters also like being around others who do the same thing. James Risley from Australia says the camaraderie and competition come from learning tricks of the trade.
It's true that you don't know the topic that you're about to debate, but most debates aren't the result of fresh ideas and innovative thought. If you've debated the same issue a couple of times, you realize that lots of things that are said in debates we pluck out of other debates as well. So often it's more rehashing old ideas and thinking of how they apply to this topic. Like, debaters are basically plagiarizing themselves constantly.
Risley says win or lose, debaters always learn something.
My coach back at school had quite a useful maxim, which was, if you haven't won, very clearly you haven't won at all. Because if it was messy, that was your fault, and you just need to try and do better the next time.
And even if he's tempted to debate it, Risley knows the judge's decision is final. The next time this team debates, it'll be back home in Cambridge. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.